So the People's Climate March is very much focused on the people affected by climate change. We're focusing much more on like the communities who are directly negatively affected by, you know, things like rising sea temperatures threatens, you know, like the entire city of New Orleans and a lot of Florida and et cetera, et cetera. And so those would be examples of what we term frontline communities, or communities who are more affected by, more directly affected by climate change than the average person. And so what we're focusing on is we're focusing on the people who are actually losing their jobs as a result of climate change, such as, you know, ski operators in Colorado who, you know, were getting less and less snow every year because of global warming. And so, you know, that's a profession that we depend on here in Colorado. And that's one that unfortunately is going to end up being marginalized through climate change. Another example would be like our native communities who, you know, for example, the North Dakota Sioux, who have been, you know, they just had that pipeline with the Dakota Access and all of that stuff. And they're another example of like a marginalized community who we're really trying to support and, you know, that sort of thing. The March for Science is much more focused on the way that science affects our lives. So, you know, engineering for bridges, climate science to find out that climate change is really happening, or, you know, medical advances and stuff like that. So they're more about how we find the truth, and we're using this particular truth and applying it to the people.
I've heard a new term being dubbed climate anxiety, and I think the American Psychological Association has actually officially recognized that as an issue. So outside of the folks that Seth has discussed who are directly impacted by climate change, obviously everybody is impacted by this. Are you seeing this issue of everyone having a heightened sense of anxiety and awareness about the role that climate change, about what climate change means for our future? Is that something that we're seeing more and more prevalent?
Absolutely. And I think especially with the younger generation, they completely accept the science and they know how badly it's going to impact them. And you're so right that climate change is already impacting all of us. We just haven't all realized it yet, from, you know, the impacts we've been seeing here in Colorado, the pine beetle devastation, the record-breaking droughts and floods and wildfires. And so, yeah, it's impacting all of us. I moved here from New Orleans because 2 years after Katrina, because I was looking for a safer place, only to have a record-breaking wildfire having me on evacuation notice, and then a couple of years later, all the devastating floods that we had. So it's absolutely affecting all of us already, and many people are having anxiety and despair around it. And sadly, a lot of people, the psychology around it is very interesting, because a lot of people, when something is extremely stressful and worrying, they go straight to denial. And so we have people like the Trump administration who just want to ignore the science around climate change and stick their heads in the sand and pretend as though it's not happening, and then they don't have to deal with it. Other people believe the science, which is overwhelmingly clear. Over 97% of climate scientists around the world agree it's happening and we're causing it by the burning of fossil fuels, and that it's going to only get worse if we don't rapidly make the transition off fossil fuels. So, you know, absolutely, we're seeing this anxiety around it, especially, as I said, with young people. And they're the most active, really, around this issue increasingly. A really interesting example is the recent Our Children's Trust lawsuit, which happened in Colorado, which was demanding that the COGCC consider the health and human and safety impacts of burning, of fracking.
Well, Micah, what impact are all of these marches having? We saw so many people out on the streets in January for the Women's March, just a couple of weeks ago for the Tax Day March on April 15th, on April 22nd, the March for Science, and now the People's March for Climate. What impact is any of this having on either the Trump administration or the day-to-day realities that people are living through?
I think that the important thing around this is that people are standing up. They realize that that Trump's election is a threat to the future of our planet and the safety of our communities and the health of our families. And unfortunately, as communities around the world, as we were talking about, are seeing intensifying impacts of climate change, this administration is rolling back hard-won protections of our climate and issuing assaults on air and water and land and direct attacks on indigenous people and people of color. And so I think that the really important thing right now is that we're all coming together to share a brighter future for the world that, that prioritizes historically disenfranchised communities and unleashes a clean energy revolution with good jobs and tackles climate change. And you know, because all of these fights are tied together, and so only together can we succeed. So I think it's so important that people are standing up right now and demanding action, demanding a safe and livable future and an economy that provides sustainable jobs and justice for everyone. And so, you know, what's exciting is that all of these marches and communities are coming together right now and unifying, and that we're expecting, you know, the Women's March had, what was it, around 200,000 people here in Denver, which is just amazing. And as you said, there will be solidarity climate marches, people's climate marches happening all across the U.S. The Denver March, we already have over 20,000 people who have expressed interest in coming on social media. And so I think it's going to be really exciting. And this will actually, as the Women's March was the first day of the administration, the People's Climate March will be on the 100th day of the administration. And so we're hoping to see a really huge turnout and expecting to see a huge turnout in D.C., but at the solidarity marches that are happening across the United States as well.